Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kristen Kenny from Red Bull Global Rallycross, and you're listening to Thursday Night Thunder on the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the March 3rd edition of Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder, episode 70 of the series. I'm your host, Adam Jason Sinclair, and on tonight's program, Michael Mullally and myself will be reviewing this past weekend of racing, previewing the Pirelli World Challenge event at Circuit of the Americas, talking NHRA, a little bit of IHRA as well, and discussing whatever other motorsports news comes up in the conversation. So you were saying earlier online that they just released the schedule for Freda Raceway. How many races do you have scheduled out there this year?
There's 9 total for the class we're going to be racing, and it's pretty much every race weekend, which is, I like that a lot better than last year because they would schedule the mini stocks and then we would only get a race like maybe twice a month. So this season it's about every weekend that there's a race there, so that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch any of the NASCAR racing last weekend?
I watched a little bit of it. I heard, I read it. I think it was following the race last weekend that I shared it on my page, actually. The Furniture Row Racing Team, I think it was, got penalized. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I saw that, too. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it seems like it's a little too early in the season to be doing stuff like that, but, you know, to each their own.
Maybe a little bit of the time that he spent with Michael Waltrip Racing rubbed off with him a little bit too much.
Maybe.
I actually didn't get to see any of the racing last weekend. I was up in Orlando hanging out at the Fun Spot on Friday, doing a little bit of go-kart riding around there, slamming the back end of the car into the wall a couple times, but that was exciting. And then Saturday we went to Disney World, we went to Animal Kingdom in the morning, and then did Hollywood Studios in the afternoon and a little bit of the evening. And Sunday we went to SeaWorld. So it was a busy weekend.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of your pictures. It looks like you had a good time.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. We actually got a chance to go in the backstage area of the Lights Motor Action Stunt Show, which runs for exactly one more month now at the Disney's Hollywood Studios. Eric Powell, who's been on the program before, one of the Mazda Road to 24 drivers, who's actually going to be racing this weekend at the Pirelli World Challenge event in the Circuit of the Americas. He is the lead driver for the Lights Motor Action Stunt Show and gave me and my wife a chance to wander around in backstage area there. I got to squeeze into the hero car, and it's definitely a tight squeeze. It's made for somebody who's probably about 5'6" or shorter and weighs about a half or less than what I do. But it's definitely a teeny little car, and they zoom around like crazy out there. It's a pretty awesome show. It's sad to see it go. So if you're planning a trip to Disney World anytime in the next month, I'd advise you to head out there to the Disney's Hollywood Studios for Lights, Motor, Action, Stunt Show. It's pretty awesome.
So you said that you raced go-karts. Who won?
My wife did for one of them, and I did for the other one. So I have a little bit more ballast than she does, so I didn't make it up a hill quite as well. Because the one is
Sorry.
That's okay. The one's has a 32-degree banking, and it goes up about 50 feet in the air at the highest point. So you just climb up and around and around and around the curlicue things, and then you drop back down. That's pretty awesome. We didn't do the one that's actually higher. It goes up above the top of that one, but we did the little bit lower one. Kind of neat.
Sounds a lot like Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they have 4 different tracks there. They have 2 ground-level tracks. They have one that's like an oval and one that's a bunch of curves, sort of like a street course type thing, just really compressed. And then they have the 2 that are the elevated ones, the one Chaos, which we went on, and the other one, the Vortex. So, and they also have the, that's the one in Kissimmee, Fun Spot in Kissimmee. They have Fun Spot America, which is located in Orlando, and they have, I believe they have 6 different tracks there, in addition to their 2 roller coasters. So, if you're in the Orlando area, and you don't want to spend your whole time in the theme park, head out to the amusement park there at Fun Spot. You'll definitely have a good time. We didn't do the Sky Coaster, because neither one of us are insane, and didn't really have the feeling like being lifted up nearly 100 feet in the air and then flying through the air like Superman for a few minutes. Not my idea of fun, but there are a couple of people who do that.
Yeah. That sounds fun, though.
It was. It was pretty. It's a good time. Pretty awesome. And I'll be doing a story on the Fun Spot for MiceChat.com. So you can check that out sometime in the next week. I'm not sure exactly when they're going to put it out there, but it'll be sometime next week. So check out MiceChat.com for that one. Now I'm going to be covering the Lights, Motor, Action, Stunt Show for Speedway Digest. I'm going to do a little bit about that. I'm probably also going to mention that a little bit in the Mice Chat article, but check out Speedway Digest for the Lights, More Action thing. And I'll do a little bit Palm Beach Happening, probably for SeaWorld. I'll cover it that way. So check out PalmBeachHappening.com for SeaWorld details. And that'll probably be in 2 weeks, because I have another travel story that I posted today. I've got another one coming out next Tuesday that's slated to be out there, and then probably do either on Thursday or the following Tuesday for the SeaWorld piece.
How is that Palm Beach Happening page going?
It's going pretty well. We actually surpassed 6,066 Twitter followers the other day. So that's an interesting number there. We've had our first convention on Tuesday. 2 days ago, we did a little convention table thing for a local event held out at the South Florida Fairgrounds. And we had some people who were interested, and some people who had made some really stupid jokes, what's happening in Palm Beach, and it was kind of funny. But we're getting the name out there, and it should be a good thing. We're doing a few restaurant reviews for that in the next week. We're going to be going to review the new restaurant at Old Palm Beach. I believe it's the Breeze. It's sort of a lunch and dinner casual dining thing as opposed to their fine dining they also have there at the resort. And then that'll be on Saturday. I'll probably end up doing a small review of that Saturday night, but it really depends on timing and all that. And then on Sunday, going to head down to Meisner Park in Boca Raton and go have some pizza and pizza balls and all sorts of other Italian goodies there at the Meisner Pizzeria. Can't beat free pizza, you know.
Huh. Yeah.
So it should be pretty good. It's a different thing than covering racing, but I do incorporate some Speedway stuff there. I do I'm trying to get a sponsor for a segment they do called Fast Friday. I am trying to convince the local racetrack, Palm Beach International Raceway, that they'd be a perfect mix for a sponsor of that on Fridays, because they have all the local events going on. They just had a major pro mod event there at the track, which I covered a little bit today on SpeedwayDigest.com, so check that out in the racing news section. But I'm trying to get them to do that for their Fast Friday thing. And I've got some other leads, trying to do like a Friday Funnies, maybe for the improv, and a couple other different theme things, and covering a bunch of different local attractions and events. And it's coming together. Should be pretty good. So be sure to check out PalmBeachHappening.com.
Yeah, I'm following it, I think, but I don't live in Palm Beach, so I read all these cool things, and I'm like, oh, but I don't live there.
See, you're living vicariously through the internet. That works. convince the people in Ephrata and the other parts of Central Washington that they need to expand their cultural events for all the people out there.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah. Our first guest this evening is Devin Jones. Growing up in California, Devin Jones became one of the youngest International Karting Federation go-karting experts in the history at the age of 11, after winning two Duffy Grand National Championships in the same year. He also earned a WKA Grand National Eagle and WKA Gold Cup title, and was the most winning cadet go-kart racer in the Southern California during the year of 2005. The karting career of Jones also included two U.S. Karting Series championships, Stars of Karting wins, and numerous club racing victories and titles.
In 2007, at the age of 12, Jones and the Devin Jones racing team moved east to Mooresville, North Carolina. Just after his 13th birthday, Jones started racing in the highly competitive Legends Car Series. In his first 8 months of racing in the U.S. Legends Car Series, Jones amassed 10 first-place finishes, 36 top fives, a pole at the U.S. Legends Car Nationals, and with a runner-up finish in the Summer Shootout Championship Series at Charlotte Motor Speedway in 2008. These impressive results earned him the honors to move from the semi-pro class to the professional class 2 months before his 14th birthday. Jones progressed on to race a super late model in South during the 2009 season, where he ran a partial schedule in his first year of professional stock car racing. Jones finished an impressive ninth in the season standings despite not competing in four of the 14 events. Jones showed raw speed and superb qualifying skills in the series. He also accumulated multiple top 10 efforts and a podium finish in the Independence 150 at Hickory Motor Speedway.
Jones continued to show great promise and talent during the 2010 season in Pass. He scored many top 10 and top 5 finishes, competing with the most competitive super late model series in the country. Mechanical issues at Wake County Speedway, Dillon Motor Speedway, and Orange County Speedway took him out of the race, all while Jones was leading. Nevertheless, impressive runs at Ace Speedway and North Wilkesboro Speedway kept Jones among the top 5 in the point standings. During the 2011 season, Jones got the opportunity to run selected Skip Barber National Series events and late model stock car races at the historic Hickory Motor Speedway. He scored back-to-back podiums at Homestead Miami Speedway in just a second start in the open-wheeled Skip Barber cars. In 8 starts at Hickory Motor Speedway, Jones earned 3 top 5 finishes and 6 top 10 finishes, as well as a pole qualifying run in August.
For the 2012 season, Jones focused his attention on the UARA Stars Late Model Stock Touring Series. He achieved his first UARA pole qualifying run at Caraway Speedway in July and finished the year with 2 top 5 finishes, 8 top 10s, and 26 laps led. A runner-up finish at the Toyota of Easley 150 earned Jones Rookie of the Race honors. 2013 was a landmark year for Jones as he made his first start in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series at Martinsville Speedway on April 6th, driving a Verisort sponsored truck. He also a partial schedule with the UARA Stars Late Model Stock Touring Series with solid runs throughout the year.
Jones made foray into the competitive world of sports car racing during the 2014 racing season, a transition from circle track racing to road course racing. The rookie driver piloted the number 35 SCCA Pro Racing Mazda MX-5 Cup presented by BF Goodrich Sires car to a sixth place finish overall in the season points, capped off by a top five finish at the season finale during the Petit Le Mans at Road Atlanta. Jones continued to advance during 2015. Racing full-time in the SCCA Pro Racing Battery Tender at Mazda MX-5 Cup, presented by BF Goodrich Tires, and running selected races in the IMSA Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge. He scored top 5 finishes at New Orleans and Canada in the Mazda MX-5 Cup. In addition, Jones earned an impressive pole position and set a new track record at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park in only his second IMSA Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge event. Engine issues sidelined Jones during the race while ranked third, but he would bounce back to the next event with a top 10 finish at Lime Rock Park with Freedom Autosport.
The 2016 season looks to be a promising one as Johns will move full-time to Intercontinental Tire Sports Car Challenge Series, competing in the ST class with Body Motion Racing driving a Porsche Cayman.
We'd now like to welcome Devin Jones into the Thunderdome. Hello, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming.
Glad to be part of the show.
How'd the team do in Daytona this year?
We had some preseason testing before we went to Daytona. The car really had some good speed, and we were down there for the roar, and we were one of the fastest cars there. So we were really excited about getting down there for the race. And through practice, we were really solid too, up front with the solid cars. And then right at the start of the race during the pace lap, we actually had a fuel pump problem, so we didn't even really we didn't get to officially start the race. We had to take the car behind the wall and lost 6 or 7 laps, and ended up having once we got the car, the fuel pump problem repaired, we were able to get back out there and, at that point, just try to salvage some points for the rest of the year. But even when we got back out there, the car still showed a lot of speed like it had all weekend, and I'm pretty confident if it wasn't for the fuel pump problem, we probably would have had a chance at a top 5 run. I think we set one of the 5th quickest lap during the race, so we're pretty optimistic about the rest of the year, and hopefully get some better finishes to kind of equate to the speed we've had.
Could you describe what it's like to zoom around the high banks of Daytona at nearly 200 miles an hour?
Yeah, Daytona, it's probably arguably the most famous track in North America. Really, when you think about racing, everyone thinks about Daytona as the place to be. So it's honestly, that's my second year of being there. I raced there last year too, and it's honestly just such a cool place to race, and obviously it's so historic, and with all its history and its NASCAR background, and even in the sports car world too with the Rolex 24, it was a great to be a part of that weekend, and driving the track is pretty awesome too, especially with the infield road course, because it has it has some slow speed corners in the infield, but you really get to wind the car up on the banking, and some fast speed corners too with the bus stop, and it really it makes it interesting racing in the Continental Tire Series, because you have so many different cars with so many different varying speeds. You have the Mazdas that are really quick in the infield, and some of the faster cars in a straight line, like the car we have, the Porsche Cayman, not quite as good as the infield because we're heavier, but have more straight line power. So it really makes for a really interesting racing dynamic when you have all those different cars out there at once. And at Daytona, you really see that probably more than any other track, all the differences in cars.
Which track are you most looking forward to on the 2016 schedule?
I would probably say at this point probably Sebring, just because it's the next race. It's the next one we're focusing on. Really, I've been to that track before. Really a fun track and another awesome event with the Sebring 12 Hours. But besides that, looking past there, one of my favorite tracks on the schedule is probably Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. Just a really old-school, fast-speed, really flowy track where, you really got to carry a lot of speed and, not a lot of time on the brakes, just floating the car anywhere you can. Probably last year we were able to set on the pole there, so it's probably one of my favorite tracks. Maybe throw in Laguna Seca, too. That's another one that I enjoy just because of the technical aspects of the track and all the elevation changes. And definitely all the tracks in the schedule have their own little niches and things that make them really special. And that's one thing good about this schedule this year. All the tracks are really different. And looking forward to going to Watkins Glen, too. I've never been there before, and everyone says great things about that track. So, but right now our focus is primarily on Sebring and getting the car dialed in there to have a good run and bounce back from Daytona.
Well, now I'd like to throw you out to Michael Mullally in Ephrata, Washington, who has a couple questions for you as well, because she has to leave the program early this evening.
Okay, so my first question is, you have a lot of racing experience, racing several different types of things. To you, out of all the things that you have had the opportunity to drive, which was the most difficult for you?
That's a tough question. Of course, with the circle track stuff, and the oval racing. It's so much different than what I'm doing now on the road racing side, with just a completely different dynamic with the stock car stuff. It's a lot of, you know, getting the car tuned in, making sure the car is handling well for the race. If the car's not handling well for the race, you're going to have a tough time. And mainly the road racing stuff is more, it's more, you're more focused on the driving aspect of the car and getting the most out of yourself as a driver. So I'd say all the things I've driven, all of them are, you know, they're all difficult in their own way. Of course, when I look at, you know, the Camping World Truck Series, it's obviously ultra competitive. And I'd say the Continental Tire Series right now is ultra competitive as well. So every car has its own thing that makes it difficult to drive.
What has been your favorite thing to drive? Like, what has, to you, like, what has been the absolute funnest, most enjoyable thing that you have driven so far?
Probably it's, I haven't raced the car, but I've got to test a Formula Lights car, which is a really high downforce Formula car, and that's probably the most fun I've had driving something. But probably this year, the Porsche Cayman is probably the best car that I've raced before on the road racing side. And then when you look at the oval side, probably the most fun car I've had a chance to drive was probably the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series car or truck, just because of all the power it has and just the raw horsepower. But yeah, those three are probably the ones that stick out in my mind.
At which point of your racing career did you know that you wanted to race professionally?
I'd probably say when I got out of karting and then started doing probably when I started doing some more stock car stuff, I knew this is probably the direction I wanted to go. Just because, you know, I really found out all the different things that it takes to race, and I really enjoyed all the different aspects that include, you know, from the car setup to the dynamics, and, you know, whether it's off the track to going after sponsors, all the different things. I found it all really intriguing, and, of course, the driving aspect and the competition is something that, you know, I'd love to do so much, and definitely probably around where I started racing stock cars in the past series, it's probably when I started switching all my focus over towards this.
Was it hard adjusting to, like, you know, coming out of karting and then, like, becoming a professional race car driver? Like, was it, I mean, obviously you did stuff between there, but was it hard to, like, make that adjustment from, you know, kart racer to this professional car driver that has, like, a lot of experience?
Yeah, it is. It's a tough transition a little bit because when you go, you go back to, you know, karting and some of the early stuff, you're doing it just purely, you know, out of the love of doing it. You love to go out there and race every weekend. Then as you get further down the line, it starts getting, of course, more and more serious, you know, more money's involved and you know, the competition gets stiffer. But I think it's important kind of not to lose sight of why you really got started with it in the first place. Because, you know, the love of the sport is really kind of what carries you through it. So, I mean, the transition is hard, but I think if you truly love what you're doing, once you kind of reach the higher ranks of it, you still have that same love you did in the beginning. So, it's been a great ride through everything I've raced. So, and I'm looking forward to the future.
And what I had a different question, but I lost it. If you could own, like, your own racetrack or your own race team, would you?
I don't know about the race team. That's especially if I was driving too, that'd be because when we raced in late models, we owned our own team, and me and my dad and my family, we owned a hauler, and we, you know, take care of the car and drive from track to track. So I've kind of been involved with the team owner aspect of it. Of at least my family was a family run team. And there's it's a ton of work that goes into that. And even at the late model level and, you know, at the grassroots level, it's hard to keep up with some of the bigger teams even out there. So I don't know about the team owner aspect, but yeah, owning a racetrack is something that would be amazing to do. Especially, I would probably think about creating a kart track since that's where my roots are definitely. But I'd probably lean towards more creating a track than being a part of and owning a team.
What's your favorite thing about being a racer?
I'd say it's just the competition. Just every weekend, it's racing is such a cool sport. So everybody brings everybody brings their A game every weekend, and sometimes it's it can be really unpredictable too. You can have just like what we have in the Daytona, certain mechanical failures and things like that that happen. But I think at racing, it's also really it's definitely a mental sport too. You can't let super low moments get you down like that, or you can't let super high moments like winning a bunch of races get your head either. You got to kind of stay even keeled through the whole aspect of it to really kind of stay grounded and everything and stay focused on what you have to do each weekend to be competitive. But I love the competition, and I also, on a side note, I love the traveling too. We get to go to so many different cool tracks, and you get to see a bunch of different places through going to those different tracks and different races. And, of course, interacting with all the fans and the people that come out, that's always something that I've really look forward to also.
My co-host brought up the fact that you've raced in all different series all over the country. Do you consider yourself a race fan? And if so, what types of racing do you follow on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I follow, all forms of racing. I still follow NASCAR, whether it be IndyCar, Formula One, anything. I definitely keep track of all different kinds of racing, even Supercross. I find it interesting to go and see what's going on in those forms of racing compared to what's going on in the sports car world. And, yeah, I have a tremendous amount of respect for, anybody who races like that at the top level, especially when you look back at NASCAR, because I have some experience with that too and kind of correlate it to what's going on now in the sports car racing world. There's always something to learn if you go back and, look what each driver's doing and what each teams are doing. So, yeah, definitely keep track of all of them.
And what is your ultimate racing goal?
Well, right now, it's probably right now at the sports car racing world, it's probably to move up to the WeatherTech Series at some point. And the ultimate goal probably to race in the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Definitely now that we've made the transition over to sports car racing, it seems like the 24 Hours of Le Mans is definitely the pinnacle of the pinnacle in the sports car racing world. But right now, short-term goals is just get through this year with some good runs and hopefully a few podium finishes and end up somewhere atop the standings, amongst the battle with everybody. So, should be a good year.
We wish you the best of luck at Sebring in a couple of weeks and throughout the rest of the season as well.
Hey, yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Yay, no problem. Thank you.
Once again, that was Devin Jones, who's currently a full-time driver in the IMSA Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge Series, racing for Body Motion Racing, a Porsche Cayman, alongside co-driver Jason Rabe. We'd like to thank him very much for coming on the show. And wish him lots of luck in the future. Hopefully he'll be able to come back on the program and discuss after he's actually completed a few races and had some better starts. Mechanical gremlins are a pain in a lot of motor racing. So hopefully he's able to get through with all that and move on in the sport. So who's your opponent in the soccer thing, or is it just a soccer practice this evening?
Well, right now, because this is only, like, the third practice we've had, so it's just a practice right now, but Saturday we actually play our first game, and I gotta tell you, I mean, there's some feisty little kids, but, I don't know. I don't know what I got myself into.
Well, best of luck with that this evening, and hopefully you end up with at least a couple wins under your belt before the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
be sure to check out past episodes of Thursday Night Thunder, as well as the other shows on the Speedway Digest Radio Network at SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. You can also check out the show on Facebook by searching for Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder in the search bar. I also invite you to read the articles covering all aspects of motorsports at SpeedwayDigest.com. This week, I haven't posted as many articles as I have been, as I just returned from Weekend of Fun Orlando area. However, we will be reviewing the Lights, More Action stunt show for Speedway Digest and hope to have the lead stunt driver for the show and Mazda Road to 24 contender Eric Powell back on the program to talk about his experience at the Circuit of the Americas this weekend. In addition, if you're a fan of South Florida, and who isn't, be sure to check out the latest news and information about our Slice of Paradise at Palm Beach Happening, which can be found by visiting palmbeach.happeningmag.com.
Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again on March 10th in the Thunderdome when we hope to chat with auto industry data deity Lane Smith.
Thank you very much, and have a nice evening.
NASCAR is heading back to Vegas. The 2016 Cobalt 400, March 4th through 6th. Bright lights, high speed, all-out action. Reserve your weekend tickets now at 800-644-4444 or lvms.com. NASCAR in Vegas. Turn up the party.